this week on Choice Hacking.
It's as simple as E pluribus unum, from many, one. From many shades of lipstick, one that belongs to her.
Well, maybe we should cut down to five shades or one.
I'm not telling you to listen to anyone, but this is a very fresh approach.
It's okay, Kenny. I don't think there's much else to do here, but call it a day. Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
I don't know what that means.
It means that you've already tried your plan and you're number four. You've enlisted my expertise and you've rejected it to go on the way you've been going. I'm not interested in that. You can understand.
I don't think your 3 months or however many thousands of dollars entitles you to refocus the core of our business.
Listen, I'm not here to tell you about Jesus. You already know about Jesus. Either he lives in your heart or he doesn't. Every woman wants choices, but in the end, none wants to be one of 100 in a box. She's unique.
In this scene from the TV show Mad Men, Don Draper, the creative director of an advertising firm in the 60s, attempts to show a client the value of an idea he's pitching to sell women lipstick, a strategy that hinges on the target audience feeling special based on a unique color of lipstick that becomes her signature look. The references are dated, but the concept is still relevant. Every company on earth is chasing personalization. In fact, almost 70% of brands surveyed in a recent Everstring report called it a top priority. It could be easy to write personalization off as a shiny object, if not for the financial returns. In their 2019 personalization development study, research firm Montate discovered some interesting data around the financial impact of personalization. First, personalization drives growth. 93% of companies with an advanced personalization strategy saw revenue growth. Second, the higher the investment in personalization, the better the returns. Companies with ROI of 200% or more said personalization made up at least 20% of their marketing budget. And last, personalization drives long-term customer value. Brands that had the highest personalization ROI, and that's 300% or more, focused on loyalty as their top KPI. It's clear there's evidence supporting why brands want to personalize their experience. But what about customers? Do they really care if their email is addressed to them or somebody else? Well, the answer is yes. Personalization drives customer action, and they are actively asking for more. In fact, a recent study found that 31% of customers wish their experiences were far more personalized. But why? What's the psychology behind why personalization is like catnip to customers? Well, the answer lies in a psychological principle known as the cocktail party effect. Jennifer Kleinhens, and you're listening to Choice Hacking, a podcast about applying behavioral science and psychology to business, marketing, experience design, and more. Join me today as we examine the cocktail party effect and how you can apply it to your marketing and customer experience design. But before we get started, let's give a shout out to the company who helps bring you this podcast, Audible. Since you're enjoying a podcast right now, I'm going to take a guess that you love listening. And maybe if you're like me, you love listening to audiobooks as well as podcasts. Visit choicehacking.com/audible and you can get a free 30-day trial of Audible Plus. It's a service I use. I love it. I enjoy it. And I'd recommend it to anyone else who has to spend 5 days a week in nonstop Zoom meetings, taking in information through their now very tired and very dry eyes. So don't read. Listen with Audible Plus. Your eyes will thank you. And don't forget, you can get exclusive free content when you sign up for our Choice Hacking mailing list at choicehacking.com/subscribe. It's simple. Just visit choicehacking.com/subscribe, and you'll join thousands and thousands of brilliant people, just like you, who get access to amazing videos, blog posts, podcasts, and more, all about behavioral science and psychology being applied to business, marketing, customer experience design, and more. For the third time, that is choicehacking.com/subscribe. Now, on to the show. So what is the cocktail party effect? Well, first, it's a lot less fun than it sounds, but it does involve cocktail parties.
Can I get an old fashioned?
Don Draper approves. The cocktail party effect was first discovered in the 1950s by a British cognitive scientist named Colin Cherry. So Cherry wanted to understand what people focus on and why. In other words, how our brains decide, of all the information surrounding us, what's most important and what can be ignored. So after researching the dynamics of noisy rooms during cocktail parties, he discovered something interesting. Our brains can separate overlapping conversations into different auditory streams. It can then decide what to listen to based on what's relevant to them. So the cocktail party effect states that people focus on information that's relevant to them, but a key trigger for tuning in is when people hear or see their name. Given the research, it makes sense that brands start personalization efforts with a customer's name. But the cocktail party effect shows that if we go deeper, relevant content can drive incredible results. Personalization isn't just about getting your customer's first name right and then spamming them with impersonal ads. As marketing guru Seth Godin says, personalization is a chance to differentiate at human scale, to use behavior as the most important clue about what people want and, more important, what they need. So what's Godin saying here? Well, first off, there's a difference between superficial personalization and true personalization. Superficial personalization stops at a name or zip code, but true personalization means deeply understanding your customer's journey. And once you know what they need, you can serve them the right message at the right time and drive business results. So, how can we apply the cocktail party effect to a customer experience? Well, three ways. First, get specific about your customer's world. So in a recent study, Accenture found the personalization tactics have a direct effect on buying behavior. 56% of customers would rather buy from a retailer that recognizes them by name. 65% of customers prefer to buy from a retailer who, quote, knows their purchase history. And 58% of customers prefer to buy from a retailer that recommends options based on their past purchases. So second, personalize your marketing's visuals, copy, and message. I know, this is easier said than done, but it is worth the effort. So in their 2018 e-commerce quarterly report, Montate discovered that just 3 pages of personalized content can double conversion rates. They also found that the value of personalization compounds with each experience. So what would doubling conversion rates look like for your business? I'm willing to bet that would represent millions or potentially billions of dollars. Yes, personalization can be very painful, but the upside has some perks too. Last, and this is an important one, when you go deeper with data, you must be transparent. So for example, Netflix, who has created one of the world's most valuable personalization engines, considers transparency to be an essential part of its personalization strategy. Its technology research team described the advantages of transparency this way. Awareness of how the platform is using customer data not only promotes trust in the system, but encourages members to give feedback that will result in better recommendations. So when you consider applying the cocktail party effect and delivering personalized messages, this is a crucial point to keep in mind. Without transparency, personalization can come across as intrusive and creepy, rather than helpful and intuitive. So tell customers why you're sending them a specific message and where this data came from. Instead of an email that sends product recommendations and leaves it at that, consider including messages like, "We're sending you this email about spatulas because you bought a frying pan. Usually customers like to buy these two items together, so we thought you might find this email helpful." A little bit of transparency can go a really long way to keeping customers happy and not making anybody feel creeped out. But not all brands have been practicing the right level of transparency, and that leaves customers feeling violated and taken advantage of.
Which I admit is both bogus and sad.
Exactly, Wayne. And what do you and Garth think about brands that use personalization and transparency?
Excellent.
Right
on, boys. Now, lots of you who work in marketing or business have been burnt by the idea of personalization in the past. The cocktail party effect and other behavioral science principles say that it's incredibly important, but it's also an incredible pain in the you-know-where to get it right. And that's a problem because according to research, the stakes are really high. In a recent survey, Gartner discovered brands are at risk of losing 38% of their customers because of poor personalization. Not a great prospect. Sadly, there's no magic button you can press to become immediately personalized. It's a tough process, and it requires marketers to work with IT, operations, and digital teams. But at the end of the day, the potential for revenue generation is huge. The science supports it, and customers ask for it. Katrina Lake, CEO of fashion brand Stitch Fix, put it this way. I'm most passionate about personalization. I firmly believe that personalized experiences with brands will most drive loyalty and relevance for customers in the future. So instead of asking if you should focus on applying the cocktail party effect and personalization to your experience, the better question is, how can we prioritize it? Thank you for listening to the Choice Hacking Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please consider checking out my book, Choice Hacking, available on any major internet book retailer like Amazon, Apple, Kobo, and Google Books, and in audiobook form on Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. And you can even download the first chapter free if you visit choicehacking.com/free chapter. As always, you can find me, Jen Kleinhans, on Twitter at Choice Hacking, or follow Choice Hacking on LinkedIn or Instagram. Until next time. I hit record a drop, you can't ignore it. I'm transforming now these cars and planes, I'm always boarding. Just out touring down in Charlotte like I play for Hornets.